Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Picture perfect memories scattered all around the floor. Reaching for the phone cause I can't fight it anymore. And I wonder if I ever cross your mind. For me it happens all the time.
If the quarter after one, I'm all alone and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call but I lost all control and I need you now.
See you doing your thing, you know, this thing that you do. It's really something.
Thank you. Very sweet.
Said that I could do things my own way.
This is your way? Why don't you hire yourself a yes man to run your company? It'd be a lot less stressful for both of us, wouldn't it?
Holly, Daytime After Dark on the Block Talk Network. I'm just having a quick show tonight, 45 minutes. Just because, you know, I'm tired from my trip and, you know, it's so cold here. I just feel like, you know, just having a quick show. You know, so I just thought I would do it that way for this week. And the call-in number is 347-850-8721. And I'm in Seattle, for everyone that wanted to know. I'm in Seattle. And it's going to be like 14 degrees tonight. So I'm not a cold person. I feel like moving to Hawaii right now because it's freezing. Okay, so tonight I want to talk about the exit of Billy Miller and what does everyone think about that. And I want to talk about Zeno Hospital. I haven't seen it today, but I've seen it up until yesterday. And then, you know, we will talk about Y&R, B&B if there's time. So, and Days of Our Life. Let me start with Days of Our Life really quick, because that's so, and plus, you know, Z8 is, you know, the two soaps that are grabbing me in. Days of Our Life, let me start there, for all of you Days of Our Life listeners out there. You know, I find this whole Nick storyline appealing. I mean, you know, people want to say, oh, Sammy and Gabby and, you know, Kate did not have any right to do what they did, but they did. Nick was after Gabby. You know, if Gabby didn't hit Nick with that rock, he would have been raped. And, you know, Nick has been a stalker. So, really, you know, in my opinion, you know, I think, you know, it's been really good because, I mean, you have Sammy and Kate. You have Sammy and Kate, and I mean, when you have Sammy and Kate working together, it's fun. It's fun drama. It's really fun, and it's unique, and everything. And you know, I love it. I'm loving Days of Our Life. I'm loving the whole storyline of what's going on with Sammy and EJ. I love, you know, everything about it. You know, I don't know how I'm going to feel about, when, you know, but can't think tonight when, Sandler Matsley leaves. I don't know if Real Guy can do the thing. But I don't think Nick will be back. Sophia, I'm just having this feeling. Days of Our Life and the actor who played Nick are being really mum about it. So maybe, you know, maybe we can finally get rid of him because I cannot stand him. What he did to Melody and what he did now to Gabby, you know, come on. You know, he's been obsessed with Gabby for a long, long time. And, you know, I just think Nick needs to, you know, stay dead. So, and any other Days of Our Life news? Since I have no callers by now, any Days of Our Life else news? I'd say EZ and Sammy are good. The whole Eric and Nicole thing is really good. I'm on Team Nicole. Yesterday when Sammy just berated her, and then she's like, okay, I'm going to do what I fucking want. And that she's going to win the story. She's not doing it to Eric. You know, she's doing it to give Eric his side of the story. It's not Nicole being a bitch or anything is about time that, you know, someone gives, it's time to give, Erica Boyce. Easy, I don't think Easy's an ass, Sophie. He knew about Kristen and did not, he knew about it for one day. That's all he knew, 1 or 2 days. You know, it's not like he knew about it the whole time. So really, you know, if he knew about it the whole time, then I would say he's bad. You know, so with that, and I really wish Bo would come home. You know, I'm done with Hope not really having a storyline. I think it's very interesting that Theo found the earrings. So that's all I gotta say about Dave by now. Let's go on Zeno Hostel. Very interesting week. I haven't seen today, but everyone, if everyone hasn't been like locked up in a grave or anything, they should know by now that Robin's back. And I like it that Robin's back, but I've never been a big Robin and Patrick fan. I haven't. I do like Patrick and Sabrina. I mean, I'm torn. I mean, I can see why people are saying, oh, you know, Robin got stolen from, you know, Patrick and all this. But, you know, at the end of the day, she wanted Patrick to move on. I mean, for 2 years, what was he supposed to do? You know, just totally forget. You know, Patrick was supposed to sit home and not do anything. I don't think so. I just really believe that, Sophia, maybe you are a big Robin and Patrick fan, but I mean, you know, we don't know how long Kimberly McCall is staying. So, I mean, we don't know anything. So, really, you know, if she doesn't stay for a long time, why would you want, you know, why would you want a couple back together for a couple of months and then, you know, Robin leaves again? I haven't seen it today. I was busy all day. So I haven't seen Friday's episode. But I've seen up until Thursday, and, you know, I like the Robin and the Elizabeth, thing. You know, that was kind of cool because, you know, to see that was, you know, nice. To see, you know, the way Elizabeth looked when I love the way Elizabeth looked like, oh my God, am I seeing a ghost? You know, the way everyone looked about Robin was priceless. It was like, are we seeing things? I mean, for me, the view, it paid off by, you know, who walking into that suit. I mean, for me, you know, loving Sabrina and Patrick, it's hard to, you know, really, you know, yeah, Robin could have just, you know, walked away, but Emma saw her mommy, and, you know, that was, you know, it, really. But, you know, it's, it's really good. I mean, it's good. I mean, the whole general hospital thing is really heating up. I love Sunny and Duke. Sunny and Duke, oh my God, that is an incredible force to be reckoned with. That is awesome. My opinion, bring the mob Mo. More mob, more fun. More anything. I love it. I love the mob. I love Sunny. I love Son. So, you know, bring the mob on. I want to see Zillion down for the scumbag he is. Well, why is it so great if Robin's Maxie? You know, I hate when people blast Maxie. I'm getting sick of it, actually. I love Maxie, you know? If I thought someone was dead and everything, I would hate it. I'm just so done with everyone, being mean about it. The way I feel lately is, I don't think Maxie needs a ghost Mac at all. I don't. I've been on Team Maxie with this whole baby thing. I understand why she did what she did. You know, it wasn't Lulu and Dante's baby to begin with. So I understand. And no, Maxie doesn't need a Mac. But I'm loving the whole Sunny and Duke thing. But, you know, I'm going to put a theory out there. I'm going to put a theory out there, and I don't care if people like it, don't like it, you know. I just think that, we saw Jerry. She was going to kill herself. She's the most selfish person on the show. Okay, wait a moment. Wait a moment, girls. She was feeling lonely. She was feeling depressed. She was feeling like no one cared. She lost her baby girl. She lost Spinelli. Okay, no, she is not selfish. She was feeling like, you know, at that moment, she really thought she killed Robin. That was troubling her. Nothing. So, no, she did not bring it all on herself, girls. You have no compassion for someone. She did not bring this all on herself at all. At the end of the day, yeah, maybe. Sophia, yes, I was on Maxie's side, but suicide, I was pissed out. Well, I wasn't. I understand it. You get to that level, and, you know, there's a part of you thinking, okay, I'm just going to end it all. I get it. I really, get why she did what she did. And I'm not going to condemn her for it. And I'm not going to call her the most, I'm not going to condemn her for it at all. Oh, she split Liz and Lucky up. Okay, I give her a medal for splitting Liz and Lucky up. You know, I'm sorry. I loved it when she did that. I was never a Liz and Lucky fan. Well, getting this fired was wrong, but you know what? You know, if you're going to name every Maxie Sin, why don't you name Lulu or someone else's? So, yeah, it's, you know, in my opinion, but I will give you my theory on what I think about Jerry, Faison, and all that. I will give you my theory about that because I have a big theory right now because, you know, my theory is that Jerry, Faison, Elena, and Julie and Ava. Jerry is not the best villain. Jerry deserves to die, Sophie. Jerry needs to die and never come back. You know, but I believe Jerry and Faison and the Zoom family, Ava and Zulian, all got Jason killed. You know, I do believe that. I think it was Brooke. I mean, come on, this bastard. No, this bastard, you know, Jerry, and all of them, you know, I'm sorry. No, yeah, Faison may have killed Jerry, but I think Faison was working with Jerry and got Jason killed. That is my theory. I don't care what anyone says. It angers me. Faison needs to pay. Well, hopefully Faison is dead. And I want Jerry to die. You know, I want Jerry, Derek, and Faison to, you know, die. I want all three of them to die. You know, that's my Christmas wish. Sonny needs to do this. excuse me, Gob. No, too bad he didn't kill Luke. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, Gob? No. Luke, I love Luke. Luke is the heart and soul of the soul. Luke Spencer should never die, okay? Luke and Sonny are going to take the bastard down for once. You know, I love Luke. I will always be Team Luke. I'm on Team Sonny. You know, I think Zillian is, you know, crazy and whatever. And, you know, I feel sorry for Sam. That, you know, she has to have, you know, Zillian as a father. I feel sorry for Lucas because both of them are still bio dad. I feel... Yeah, girl, that's my view and a lot of other people's view on Luke. A lot of people love Luke. Okay, Luke Spencer is the heart and soul of everything. Oh, and Zillian's hot? Okay, he might be hot, but the guy needs to die, period. Okay, I'm switching gears to Y&L now because Y&L has pissed me off too, and I cannot be quiet, and with 20 minutes left of the show, you know, and I might end it early, I don't know, depends if I get any calls, but that's okay. You know, it's December. People are out Christmas shopping and everything. So, you know, I'm not going to take it personal. So, let's see. Why and all. I love what's going on in Y&L, but let me talk about, you know, this whole Billy. And if Dylan does take over the show, it would not be a bad thing. I love Dylan. Dylan is hot. Dylan is great. I love Steve Burton. I love Dylan. Mo Dylan all the way. But what I was going to talk about is Billy Miller. I am pissed. This is wrong. This is everything is wrong about what's going on. Billy Miller, you know, Y&L fucked up. I'm going to say it. Y&L fucked up. Yeah, I said it twice. They should have gave Billy Miller everything that he wanted and more. You know, this is bullshit. We do not need to lose a really good guy. Billy Miller, you know, playing, Billy is really good. He is one of the main characters that, you know, you still want to get rid of. This is wrong, and I don't care what a lot of people think. God, why don't we wait until Billy Miller is off the screen before you making real Billy Miller to be the new Dylan Coleman, okay? I'm mad. I'm upset here. Billy, you know what? David Tom cannot do what Billy Miller has done in the last 3 years. David Tom is a crybaby. He would never be able to take Adam down. Billy Miller acted as Billy can. So, you know what? I'm sorry, but no, I'm not sorry. No, not apologizing. I really believe that, they made a mistake here. They made a big mistake. They just gambled with their soap. You know, no one can do what Billy Miller has done in the last couple of years. I would not like him at Dylan. You know, I just want to see. I am not distracted. I was just making sure I didn't have any calls, Galt. Okay? I just feel like Y&L, you know, led the boat. I love how they made Dylan Nikki's son, and the whole reveal was revealing and good. And, you know, when Nick and Dylan, you know, kind of went at it, it was kind of hot. Sophia will feel, I feel bad for Billy Miller leaving. What can you? No, Sophia, I will move on. Okay, millions of people might move on from this. I won't, because what they did was wrong. You know, the only reason David Tom got back in the role is because his older sister Heather Tom got him the job back, and they knew David Tom was waiting in the wings. That is the only reason David Tom is there. He will not fit. You know, he will not fit the bill. He will never fit the bill, because Billy has grown up. David Tom was a high school you know, this stop washing bath. No, I don't think it's a bad soap, guys. I'm just saying why and I made a bad decision. You know, I would not wash the soaps if I get mad or sad or angry or want to throw something. I won't stop washing. I love soaps. Soaps are great. Soaps, in the last, you know, 2 months, have been hot, 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 you know, coming from GH. I want them to break up Billy. I don't think it will work, you know. I mean, I think Billy, I think Victoria needs to go with Stitch. You know, I think that would be cute. You know, because I really believe that, you know, Stitch and Victoria would be cute, and I would love to see that. And you know, I would love to see that. And you know, I know in the last couple of years, in the last couple of months, the soaps, all the soaps go from good moments of soap to bad moments of soap. Right now, B&B is at not the greatest moment. You know, we have to see how Thurston K, is going to do as Riz. We don't know. You know, he hasn't, yielded. Yeah, so I'm not gonna judge him until he's on, and then I will probably judge him a lot just to see if he, you know, if this could work. I want this Liam Steffi. You know, no, girls, it's okay. I like debates. I like people's other point of views. That's why I have the show. If we all have the same points of view, it would be boring. But I don't think calling Maxie a hoe and all of that was helpful. But no, like, let me get back to B&B. I think B&B needs to do some shaking up. I think, you know, Liam needs to go, well, Liam could go with, you know, Liam needed to step aside, you know, and, well, no. Yeah. No. Liam, Hope, Wyatt. Okay, I want Wyatt and Hope together, and I want Liam and Steffi back together because I think that could work. Really, that really could work, and, you know, I just feel like, you know, right now all of the stories on there, you know, are good, but they need, you know, they need to do something. They really need to hurry up and put me, get Steffi back. Steffi is back on the 12th. And so they need to do Steffi and Liam and Wyatt and Hope. And I love it that Caroline and Rick got married. I find that really good. I love it that they gave Pam a new love interest. That is really good. You know, I'm loving, like, all of it. I find all of it really fun. You know, I just find, you know, B&B, what's so great about it is 30 minutes. So if you get bored by a storyline, that's why. Yeah, actually, Sophie, yeah, she's coming back for 5 episodes, but it could be more. So, you know, with the winter break and all, we don't know what's going to happen. But in the new year, she could be coming back permanently. with I'm going to say right now on the Sozi Needs To. You know, I love Zach and Limwood. See, you know, C is one of the heart and soul you know, B&B. I mean, ever since her grandmother Stephanie died, you know, C's one of the best, and I think, you know, the trouble with B&B is being only half an hour, not a lot of things can get done, and we cannot see everyone every day, and you know, and I want Brooke and Beale back together. I do love them. And maybe I want to see Katie with Wiz. You know, that might be interesting, you know? Like, you know, all my, you know, I want to see different couples. I don't want to see the same couples on B&B all the time. And, you know, and, like, they live a life. Right now, for me, they live a life, you know? You know, we have a lot of couples on They Live a Life that, you know, I want to see more of. I want to see more of Sunny and Will. You know, I want Maggie to forgive Victor. I mean, come on. Victor did not do anything so wrong here. You know, I would have told everyone in that source of the video. You know, he had to. He had to do something to break up, you know, Brady and Kristen once and for all. So am I going to say that he was a bad person for that? No, because I would do the same. Love Easy and Sammy right now, you know, they are one of my favorite couples. I think they, you know, they bring, but, you know, in a way, Sophia, it had to ruin Eric's life. Because he had to get out of the priesthood because he could never be with Nicole. So at the end of the day, what Victor did will pay off. I will never say what Victor did was wrong because, well, I will probably do the same thing. And, you know, you know, I just think that sometimes, you know, people just need to see where storylines are going to go, and Days of a Life, is one of them, on General Hospital, because I'm wrapping up the show, I have 6 minutes. I did not want to do a long show tonight. Let's see. Zeno Hospital, my couple with this. Well, I do like Sam and Silas together. Never thought I would say that I like Sam with anyone, but I like it with Silas. I love Nick and Bridge. They are really good. You know, I like, let's see, what other couples I'm enjoying. AJ and Liz are great. We need to see more of them. We need to see Song Kane and back more. And let's see, we need to see Monica back on the show more. We need to see, a lot of things we need to see back. A lot of things are not working. So, yeah, there will be AJ and Liz. Sophie, AJ and Liz are happening at the first of the year. AJ and Liz could find their way back to each other. So, I am not going to give up on my Chris love because, you know, Chris belonged together, Nick belonged with Britt. And next week, though, I will have FOMO General Hospital. We have FOMO Postal's Brian Gaskell, and he also played on All My Children, and he has this poetry stuff going on. And so he will be on the show. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, I know, No, this did not get a piece of Dante. That's sick. That is sick. I do like Lulu and Dante. That is really, that is not good. So let's see. I'm having 3 more minutes left, 4 more minutes. You know what, girl? Maybe I'm bullying you, but I'm not trying to. I only had a quick show, and I didn't, I wasn't still, I was going to have a show. And I don't think Dante's hot, I think he might be good looking, but I'm not going to say he's hot. Not like hot like his father, Sonny. Oh, Sean. Oh, Spinelli. My love for Spinelli goes on and on and on and on, Next week, I might, I don't like that Dante and Liz idea. It's sick and wrong. But next week, like I said, Brian Gasco will be here. And what else? And also, what else will, no, Spinelli are not moving in Portland. Nice try. And Lulu, Brian Gaskell, was on Postal's. He played Wraith, and he will be here on the show next week. And also he was on AMC as, what was he on AMC? He was on AMC, I loved him. And what does he do now? Well, he was on AMC, look it up. It was good when he was on AMC. I loved him on AMC, but my brain cannot see what he was on. Like, I can see him. I really can. So, I hope everyone has a good week. And hopefully we will have tons of new calls next week. It is Christmas, so December is usually really slow. So, I will be back next week. And I don't think Spinelli and Ellie are moving in Portland. Bradford is not leaving the show, so, See, so I'm not going to get upset about it. Yeah, that is just a rumor, but Bradford is not leaving the show. So they might say that he's moving in Portland, but it won't happen, so I'm not going to get all upset about it. So, nope, I don't think it's a long hiatus time for him at all. He has a big story coming up, so, and Maxie will be back. She's not going on full maternity leave, so. All right, everyone, have a good week, and have a good week, and I will be back next week, and just be safe out there. If you guys are getting snow, will you all? Just bundle up and have a good week, and thank you for, You know what, God, I am not even... Okay, you know what, it's time to end the show. Well, hopefully everyone has a good week, and I will talk to everyone next week. Bye, everyone. Have a good week. Bye.